General Video Game AI, A Mogul and a Claypool Book by Diego Perez Ribeiro, Simon M. Lucas, Raulica D. Grana, Julian Chiglekas, Ahmed Khalifa, and Julian Liu. The book titled General Video Game Artificial Intelligence is the best book, and I would like to read this book now in front of you. So, reading this book, let's begin. Chapter 1, The Introduction. The General Video Game AI, GVGAI framework, and its associated computation has provided to the AI research community with a tool to investigate general AI in the domain of games. For decades, games have been used as benchmark to perform AI research. They are fast and cheap simulations of real world, and this can't be overlooked. They are fun soon. Thereafter, work in games led to establishing comparison of AI performance among researchers, which subsequently took investigators and practitioners to establish competitions around them. Game-based AI competitions are very popular and fun way of benchmarking methods, becoming one of the most central components of the field. Competitions provides a common benchmark in which researchers can try their methods in a controlled, fair, and reliable manner, opening the possibility of comparing multiple approaches within exactly the same environment. Using games for competitions allow researchers to show the results in a way most people can understand and interpret, in a domain that is typically challenging for humans as well, helping raise awareness of AI research among different groups and communities, either as a vehicle for creating game-playing agents or generation of content. Participants submit controllers or generators, which are evaluated in the same conditions to proclaim a winner. Without any doubt, advances in research have been achieved when working in one game only, such as transportation tables and iterative deepening of chess, or Monte Carlo tree search from Go. But it is also true that an agent that performs well at one of these contests would likely not perform above chance level in any of the others, even if same interface was provided. The initial thought that AI that beats human at chess would achieve general intelligence needed to be evaluated again. Single game competitions have the drawback of overfitting a solution to the game use. Then the value of the competition as a benchmark of general AI methods is limited. Participants will tend to tailor the approaches to the game to improve their results. The results of the competition can therefore show the ability of contestants to engineer a domain-specific solution rather than quality of AI algorithm that drives the competition entry. For example, participants of simulated car racing competitions have gotten better at lap times during the more than five years this contest took place. But the presence of game-specific engineering arguably made the approaches less than general. Transferring the algorithms and learning outcomes from this competition to other domains have become more and more difficult. It is sensible to think that a competition designed with this in mind would allow us to learn more about artificial general intelligence. The present book details the efforts of general video game AI as a framework and competition designed with the intention of promoting research focused on not only but many games. This is done in series of different chapters that cover distant angles of general video game AI. Chapter 1, the one which we are reading now, introduces general GVGAI, that is General Video Game Artificial Intelligence, from its predecessors until its origins, and provides a vision of uses of this framework and competition and education, as well as the potential impact of it may have in the game industry. Chapter 2 describes the video game description language VGDL used to implement games and levels, as well as how the VGGAI frameworks work and its associated competitions are organized. The first one of the more technical chapter is number 3, which focuses on the planning of problem tackled in GVGAI. In this case, agents are asked to play any game is given with the aid for a forward model, a simulator that allows agents to play test moves during their thinking time. The main two methods this chapter presents are Monte Carlo tree search and rolling horizon evolutionary algorithm RHEA, as well as several enhancements of this. The planning problem proposed for GVGAI is one of that has received more attention due to this. Chapter 4 introduces the state-of-the-art controllers that have achieved the better results in the competition during the years. It also discusses what are the main hazards and open problems of this challenge. To this, propose avenues of future works in this area. Chapter 5 discusses the use of GVGAI in a learning setting. In this case, the game-playing agents must learn how to play a given game by repeatedly playing the same game during a training phase, this time would without the aid of forward model. This chapter describes the particularities of framework for this end, as well as its integration with OpenAI GEM. The facilitating the use of reinforcement learning algorithms for this challenge in the chapter 5. And GVGAI, General Video Game Artificial Intelligence, has also application in procedural content generation. The framework and competition allows the implementation of rule and level generators. Chapter 6 describes these two aspects of the framework, explaining how can these generators be created and what are the current approaches in this area. Chapter 7 focuses on automatic game tuning within GVGAI. This chapter explores how VGDL, video game description language, can be parameterized to form a game space, a collection of possible variants of the same game that could include hidden gems or a perfect gameplay balance from a design point of view. An evolutionary algorithm, the N-tuple bandit evolutionary algorithm, is presented and used to tweak variables of several games in order to obtain variants that serve a predetermined purpose. Chapter 8 introduces a new concept of GVGAI, which is the usage of games and AI agents described in the high-level language that are compatible with games and agents from GVGAI. This chapter describes what is needed to have games and support a forward model in an efficient way, as well as presenting a common interface to facilitate the compatibility between systems, illustrated with concrete examples. Finally, chapter 9 includes this book of what next, asking what's next. So, outlining the outstanding result with the current challenge, but also the possibilities of the frameworks and competition to keep proposing new and interesting problems. This book brings an overall perspective on the motivation framework, competition, and related research work that forms the GVGAI world, which is General Video Game Artificial Intelligence. It also provides insights about how the framework has been used in education during these years and how it can be useful for the game industry. Last but not the least, each technical chapter proposes at the end a series of exercises for those who want to dive deeper into the framework and challenge it poses and the challenges it poses. All these exercises can also be found at the book's website, which is gigresearch.github.io/gvgaibook. So let's begin. A historical view from chess to GVGAI, the utilization of games as benchmark for AI research is old as the field itself. Alan Turing proposed chess as an AI benchmark and studied how to play this game with a manual execution of min-max. Inaugurated in 1970s, the World Computer Chess Championship has symmetrically compared AI algorithms in this game until this day, since IBM's Deep Blue defeated the best human player at its time, Garry Kasparov. The championship has continued pitting computer against computer in chess AI race, arms race. Nowadays, we are living through the same history again with the game Go. After DeepMind's AlphaGo beat the world Go champion Lee Sedol in 2017, or the first StarCraft II professional in 2019. Since the start of the 21st century, many competitions and benchmarks for video games have come to existence. The nature of games that form the basis of these competitions is incredibly varied. Some competitions focused on first-person shooters, such as Unreal Tournament 2004, Wisdom, platform games such as Super Mario Bros. And Geometric Friends, car racing such as Torsies, classic arcade games such as MS, Pac-Man, real-time strategy games such as StarCraft and StarCraft II, and navigation problems such as physical TSP game and competition. The large majority of existent competitions, however, focus on single game. In the study of artificial general intelligence, AGI, a predominant idea is that the intelligence of an agent can be measured by its performance across a large number of environments. Formalized in the paper Scholl at 32 of this references this idea by arguing that these environments could be games sampled from game space. Game space can be defined via game description language and an engine that parses and executes in a playable way. Many authors have developed game description language to define a different level of abstraction. Examples are the Ludi language for combinatorial board games and the card game description language. An overview of several GDLs and representations of game rules and mechanics can be found in the 19th reference of this book. However, the first attempt at finding a remedy to the problem via a game description language was done by Stanford University Logic Group in 2005, when they ran the first general game playing competition, GGP. In this contest, competitors submit agents that can play a number of previously unseen games, usually turn-based discrete games or variants of existing board games. The games were described in a GDL and could be single or variants of existing board games. Games were described in GDL and could be single or two player deterministic game. Deterministic games. Figure 1 shows few examples of existing games as board games which include chess and go and some dices. And GDL is based on first order logic. Syntactically, it's the version of Prolog rather low level. For instance, the description of game like tic-tac-toe is several pages long. GGP agents have approximately 1 second of thinking time to make a move, and the description of the game is given to the player so it can be analyzed. Another popular environment is the arcade learning environment, which is based on emulator of Atari 2600 game console. This collection of video games includes simple looking but some of very high quality, such as Pac-Man or Space Invader games. Two of these games can be shown in the image of this figure 2. Agents developed by playing arcade learning environments are meant to be able to play any game within this framework in real time, providing actions every few milliseconds. In recent years, research in this framework has become interestingly popular, and especially using deep learning to train agents that receive raw screen capture or as input, plus a score counter. In most cases, the algorithm learned to play one ALE game at a time, having to train again when the environment is different and forgetting what was learned from the first game. Multitask and transfer learning are one of the main focus of the research in this type of problems. At the moment, 42, which is the reference, you can find it there. Due to the nature of Atari emulator, all games in ALE are deterministic. This limits the adaptability of methods trained to play these games and makes them too brittle when facing changes in the environment. Additionally, games are loaded via ROMs instead of being defined in GDL, so they can't be modified easily. Another fruitful area of research for multitask learning is that multi-agents. This domain does not only have challenge of learning in many games at same time, but also dealing with opponent modeling, the multi-agent reinforcement learning, or in MALOM, MARLOW framework, and competition is a new challenge that proposes this type of research in game Minecraft. The MARLOW competition ran for the first time in November and December 2018, and it proposes multitask multi-agent learning via screen capture through OpenAI's GYM inference. Figure 3 shows the three games that were used in this challenge. MARLOW 2018 competition from Left to Right Mob Case, collaborate to catch a mob in pin build battle. Two players compete to build a structure that matches a model, and treasure hunt, where two players collaborate in collecting treasures in a maze while avoiding enemy zombies. MARLOW proposes a similar task to the one tackled in ALE, arcade learning environment, but stepping up the game by using 3D environments and a more general approach. Each one of these games can be parameterized, so blocks, objects, character appearances vary from instance to instance, also known as tasks. General game settings are tasks described in XML files, and final ranking of these challenges are computed in tasks a priori unknown by the participants. Ebner at EL4 and Levny EL at 15 described the need and interest of framework that would accommodate a competition for researchers to tackle the challenge of general video game playing, GVGP. The authors propose the design of the video game description language VGDL, which was later developed by Sohal, S-C-H-U-A-L, okay, Sohal, which is 30 and 31 in the Python framework PyVGDL. VGDL is designed so that it would be easy to create games both for humans and algorithms, eventually allowing for automated generation of testbed games. VGDL describes real-time arcade games with stochastic effects, hidden information, and played by an avatar. VGDL is a language that allows the creation of exponentially infinite number of games in a very compact manner, describing them in fewer lines than GGP's, GDL's, and Marlowe's XML format. VGDL is the base of general video game AI framework and competition subject of this book. VGGAI is developed as new iteration of PyVGDL in Java, exposing an API for agents to play games defined in VGDL. Researchers should develop their agents without knowing which games would they will be playing and be evaluated in an unseen set of games. In order to make games more appealing to human players, a special care was put into providing a nice set of graphics and spirits within the framework. One of the still standing goals of GVGAI is to be able to compare bot and human performance, and even creating environments in which human and AI can collaborate and compete in GVGP. Figure 4 shows the evolution of one of the VGDL or GVGAL games, Pac-Man, through different versions of the framework. The evolution of Pac-Man in VGDL and GVGAI frameworks from left to right. Pac-Man in VGDL with color space squares with initial simple sprites, and current GVGAI framework with sprites made by a graphics designer with support of transparency animation and background auto tiling. Including GVGAI was main focused on proposing a competition for single player game agents in which controllers have access to model of the game. Albert, not the VGDL description. Promoting the research in model based reinforcement learning. Shortly after, VGDL was expanded to account two player games, adding the challenge of opponent player modeling in GVGP planning. The learning track of GVGAI competition completes the available settings for general game playing agents. In the last scenario, no forward model is provided, challenging model free reinforcement learning methods that would learn from static game observation, screen capture, or both. The framework was also expanded to exploit the versatility of VGDL by proposing challenges on procedural context generation, content generation, to extra track dedicated to the generation of game rules and levels for any game within the framework that have been recently created. Another potential use of GVGAI is for game prototyping, and there is growing body of research using framework for game design and implementation of mixed initiative design tools. GVGAI has been used in multiple research domains and this is the focus of the present book. Nevertheless, GVGAI has been important impact in education, being used in undergraduate and master taught modules as assignments. final year undergraduates and master project and PhD topics. We also strongly believe that GVGAI can have a great impact on the games industry. We conclude this chapter highlighting the impact cases before diving into research usage of GVGAI framework. GVGAI in education, second part.